So it's that time of the week when we ask you to get in touch if you've done something that you feel smug about, so that I can be mean about it to cover the fact that I achieve very little in my life and I'm a nasty little troll. And I'm pleased to say, on that note, I am joined on the line by, hopefully, Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Angela.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I'm picking up on an accent I like already. Now, what it says on my piece of paper here, Steve, is Steve, Employee of the Month. I'm guessing there's more to it than that, but I'm primed and ready. Tell us why you're smug.
Well, the best thing about it is that I've been awarded Employee of the Month by a company that I don't even work for.
Oh, wow. Loving it already.
That's a slam for all their existing employees.
Imagine that person at that company who was like, this month is my month. I've worked really hard. My sales figures are really high. Yeah. It's going to be me this
targets.
Month.
What is the company in question, Steve, that you are the Employee of the Month for?
It's the White Rose Shopping Centre in Leeds.
I know it well. And how did you come to be their unemployed Employee of the Month?
Well, every week I go to the cinema, and every week I walk past a McDonald's sign on their seating area that's got bits missing from the inside of the letters. So there's been a capital D in McDonald's, and also an O in a separate sign for the same thing, and it's been missing the middle bit. So I decided that eventually I'd get around to doing it. So I took a picture of it and then recreated the graphics, then cut it out on a piece of plastic and went and stuck it on with some double-sided tape. So I then put that onto Facebook and I thought, oh, that'll be just like ignored in no time. But on the Dull Men's group on Facebook, it kind of exploded. But then after that, within a couple of days, somebody had removed it because they knew it was only just stuck on with double-sided tape. Aww. So I thought, okay, then, if you're going to be like that, I'll over-engineer it. So I went into a 3D application, designed it so it would be a back plate and a front plate, and then also did it for the missing O because I hadn't been aware of that one before. So then I went along, and by this time, the White Rose Shopping Centre were aware of the first effort that I'd made. So they made me Employee of the Month in a joking way. But then when I went the second time to do the second fix, because they were aware of it, I got their permission and got a security guard to watch over me, because it was just last Sunday when it was really busy and I didn't want people to think I was vandalising the place. So somebody was watching over me as I was screwing on these back plates and then gluing on the face plates. It was quite bizarre.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really conflicted.
You're conflicted?
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to think what the opposite of vandalising is. Maybe there's a trend coming for dull mandalising.
Dull mandalising.
There's been a bit of graffiti correction, but I'm not aware of anyone sort of sneaking into shopping centres to correct errors in the past. Do you mind, Steve, just hanging on for a minute while I have a little think about how I feel about it, and then we'll have a chat and I'll decide if I want to take you down or not?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. We are joined on the line by Steve, who is the Employee of the Month at the White Rose Shopping Centre, where he does not work, and he's been awarded that title for going into the cinema.
What is your day job, Steve, just out of interest?
I've got a remarkable phone-based job.
For a very remarkable man, I don't think you can be in the Dull Men's Club anymore.
Well, I just have to say that this is the mere scratching of the surface for the other weird things that I do. I've even made a website of all the other stuff that I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'll be honest with you, Steve. Now I'm even more conflicted. The last thing I want is to be embroiled in a scandal. They're all above board, these things, aren't they, Steve? Yeah?
Mostly. There's a huge range of stuff. I've made pub maps for the for all of Yorkshire in the tube style. I think you'd probably like that. I've done it beyond Yorkshire as well.
District.
And that's not mine, but I would argue mine might be better.
Oh, map off.
I don't mind it. I don't mind a war between people who make maps of pubs in the tube style.
I've made a suit of over 330 toys that are hot glued onto it.
I'm a little bit frightened of you, Steve.
Just a little question. Are you married?
Of course not.
I'm quite sad that I am right now.
Yeah, do you know, the only concern I have is that you've done it for McDonald's, because I think you are clearly, you're a skilled man, you're a passionate man.
I didn't do it for McDonald's, I did it for me, because it mildly irritated me every time I went past it. And it doesn't even belong to McDonald's, it belongs to the shopping centre. And McDonald's weren't even aware of it, and even the manager, when she was tagged in a post, said she literally didn't care. So it wasn't for McDonald's.
You did it for the people of Leeds, didn't you, Steve?
I mostly did it for my own self-satisfaction, really.
All right, mate, I'm starting to see why you're single.
Well, it is one of those for me that I'm going to allow you to feel smug in that, because I think the defence that you've done it just for yourself means I don't really have to do anything. If you've posted it on a group for dull men, if even the manager of the store in question couldn't be bothered to reply to the fact you've done it, it shows that there is really no wider reach of what you've done, other than the fact that you feel good about it. And I'm not going to take that away from you. So, Angela?
Yeah, I'm in full agreement. I think, Steve, you've every right to be smug.
And may I say, in front of our entire production team and Angela and everyone, you are now Absolute Radio's Employee of the Month.
Wonderful.
Will's had a nightmare this morning. He's on the verge of getting sacked, to be
honest.
Yeah,
Will's already broken a microphone.
Jeff's got every right to be disappointed. Charlie's not even here, so I think it's an open and shut case. Are you a football fan, dare I ask?
Oh, well, the thing is, John, I loathe all sport.
Okay. Oh, God, if I'd met you 12 years ago, Steve.
I tell you, if you're a fastidious man who likes details to be cleaned up, there's probably too much work for you to do at Ellen Road, to be honest. So it's a good job you're not into sport. You'd never leave the ground. The toilets alone, man. You'd be there the rest of your life. But I hope to bump into you around the White Rose for a film. Bring your plastic thing. Did you have to buy like a 3D printer or anything? Do you have the facility to make plastic shapes at home?
I have that already for various other crazy projects.
So intrigued.
Look forward to hearing more about the crazy projects. And now I'm seeing a picture of you with your Employee of the Month. That's a smashing jacket you've got on. I think you have every right to feel smug, Steve, and it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Cheers, John. John Richardson and the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio. It's very detailed.
He's got a lot of time on his hands, hasn't he?
He has. But I've got time on my hands and I still can't do stuff like this.
Yeah, so it's impressive.
There's a happy medium, isn't there?
It's
an impressive bit of thing, and he's got every right to be smug, and that's why I didn't bring him down. The bad news for you is that that means I've got a lot of pent-up hatred inside
me. Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that. For yours.